Welcome back to Upshot.ai's podcast, and today we have something very exciting for you all, which is Ramadan marketing, where we will dive into the world of marketing during one of the most sacred months. I'm your host Likita, and joining us today is Kaustav Dwivedi, an expert marketer who's got a knack for innovative strategies. Kaustav, so glad to have you here today.
Hey, thanks Likita. It's amazing to be back here and talking about Ramadan. A period of immense significance and like a golden opportunity for brands to connect very deeply with their audiences.
So let's start off by talking about something that isn't usually associated with Ramadan, that is gamification. I mean, we've all seen the power of gamification in engaging customers, but how do you think gamification can be used during Ramadan?
Gamification is all about making engagement fun and meaningful, right? For example, imagine if users could share their Ramadan moments through daily challenges.
Oh, that would be so interactive, and it would bring all the personal stories into the mix.
Exactly. And imagine sending out virtual iftar invites. It's a way to connect globally, making everyone feel like they're part of one very big community.
Oh, you mean like global iftar parties, but online? That is such a unique way to bring people together.
And there's more. Brands could set up trivia games that talks about the traditions and history of Ramadan. It's engaging and very educational, I believe.
Oh, making learning about Ramadan fun. That could really resonate with a lot of people out there.
So it's all about those shared experiences, right? Whether it's a quiz or a cultural tradition or a platform to track and share charitable acts, gamification makes the engagement within the app more meaningful during Ramadan.
Oh, these are some amazing ideas, Kaustav. And it's not just about engagement, right? It's also about understanding and respecting the culture.
Exactly, Likita. It's about striking the perfect balance between engagement and cultural sensitivity. Like incorporating charitable giving in games, which kind of mirrors the giving spirit of Ramadan as well.
I agree. How else can we try to build deeper customer relationships during this time? Do you think introducing personalization could be a good idea here?
Absolutely, man. Personalization is the key. Imagine getting a Ramadan greeting that feels like it's just for you and receiving gift coupons that perfectly match what you love. It all makes the difference.
Oh, and social media, of course. It's like the perfect stage for all of this,
100%.
Right? For sharing, engaging, and, you know, getting everyone into the conversation. And especially social media these days is buzzing during Ramadan. It's also the time for brands to jump in with live chats, stories, maybe even spotlighting followers' own stories of Ramadan.
So, speaking of stories, leveraging user-generated content, or UGC, a lot of people know, could really boost the sense of belonging and community. Like, people love seeing their own experiences shared and celebrated. And let's not forget analytics. Understanding what resonates with your audience could help tailor even more impactful campaigns. It's all about creating those moments that truly connect and mean something during Ramadan.
So you're saying that it's not just about technology, but how we use it to make every person feel seen and valued, right?
Yeah.
So especially during such a meaningful time.
Exactly, Likita. It's about using every tool we have to not just reach out, but actually reach deep and making every interaction count.
Right. So Kaustav, before we wrap up, what's one piece of advice you'd give to brands looking to make the most out of Ramadan?
So my top advice, and I tell this to everybody, is just be authentic and respectful. Understand the essence of Ramadan and reflect that in your campaigns. It's as simple as that. And it's not just about sales. It's about building actual lasting relationships.
Beautifully said, Kaustav. Thanks for sharing such amazing insights and making this conversation incredibly enriching and exciting for our listeners, especially those looking to make a difference this Ramadan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Likita. It's a pleasure discussing these strategies and ideas. So wishing everyone a very successful Ramadan.
To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we hope this episode sparks new ideas for your new Ramadan campaigns. See you all in the next episode. Cheers.